Hachette Audio presents The Hydrogen Sonata, written by Ian M. Banks, read by Peter Kenny.
Chapter 1. S-24. In the dying days of the Xilt civilization, before its long-prepared-for elevation to something better, and the celebrations to mark this momentous but joyful occasion, one of its last surviving ships encountered an alien vessel whose sole task was to deliver a very special partygoer to the festivities. The two craft met within the blast shadow of the planetary fragment called Ablate, a narrow, twisted screw of rock 3,000 kilometers long and shaped like the hole in a tornado. Ablate was all that was left of a planet destroyed deliberately 2 millennia earlier, shortly before it would have been destroyed naturally by the supernova within whose outrushing sphere of debris, gases and radiation it remained, like an arrowhead plunging ever downwards into the rising, roiling heat and sparks of a great fire. Ablate itself was anything but natural. Roughly hewn as though sliced from some spherical cake, its tip and the first few 100 kilometers of its narrow end had originally been made up of the metallic material which had formed the very centre of the now defunct small planet, while its wider end, a rough circle 200 kilometers across, looked like a gently curved dome and had been part of the barren globe's rocky surface. Kept pointed, aimed into the supernova's blast front by engines keeled within hyperspace, all of that original tip and most of those next few 100 kilometers of layered metallic ore.